This is a little song, you know, and when we started this thing out, God knows how many years ago, it's been a great inspiring area to come visit and get to know people and everything. And so this song goes out especially for those who come from far away and might have had to leave your belongings or your house or your car in the hands of caretakers. So, this is based on a true story, and it's a little song called Gypsies in the Palace. Anybody out there know a gypsy in your palace? Okay, I got some people over here. So, the great thing, this is a funny, funny song, but the great thing about it is this is the only song I got to write with my neighbor, my dear friend, who we miss dearly, Mr. Glenn Fry. And what he and Don Henley and the Eagles did for me many, many years ago was something that I will never, ever be able to repay him for. So I thought it would be good on this tour to pay a little tribute to my neighbor. And because he was responsible for this song, I was on the road, Glenn was home, and we literally lived next door to each other out in Colorado for a good number of years. And so he called me one day, said, I don't want to alarm you, but that brand new red Porsche you bought, it's in the creek between your house and my house. And so I got to asking around. So it seems that my caretaker had decided just to take the car out to exercise it. But along the way, he picked up a couple of young ladies and headed into Aspen, Colorado. He was not going to Jiffy Lube. No. Well, maybe he was. I don't know. Anyway, he wound up having a few cocktails at the old Jerome Bar and explained to the girls that, indeed, yes, this was his car, and his name was Jimmy Buffett. He was about 6'6 and weighed 235. And it just goes to show you that with a couple of cocktails, anybody will believe anything. So anyway, it all ended well because the song came out of it. The car got fixed, and we all lived happily ever after. So to my dear friend Glenn Fry, we miss you a lot. And here's one for you. We're Gypsies in the Palace in Cincinnati tonight.
Go! Thank you, Glenn.